a pleasure to introduce the next speaker, Malachi Martin, who, according to his biography, wasn't born anywhere, although he said he's an Irishman. A Jesuit professor who taught at the Hebrew University, that make him a rabbi. And he told me not to say anything about his life except mention his books, the name of his books. I wonder why. What's he got to cover? Well, he's the author of Jesus Now, Three Popes and the Cardinal, The Encounter, The Scribal Character of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and The Pilgrim, and numerous articles from magazines and journals. Mr. Mark.
Since I heard Eliseo Vivas talking, and since I've listened to my two learned colleagues, I've been thinking of some suitable profanity by which to insult them. However, I may not be a very good Christian, but Eliseo I will dismiss immediately. He obviously dislikes Jesuits and despises rabbis, and we know what that means. Douglas I liked very much, and Mr. Kutumaj, whose first name I don't know yet, we're not on the Hank stage, I really think that the deepest insult I could offer to Douglas is that he's going to roast on the cold spit of rationality. As for Mr. Kutumaj and his faucets, you know what we all think of American faucets. Having said that much with deep Christian charity, and feeling that since my mother was Irish and my father was British, I might, before the end of my 5 minutes remarks, because I don't think any human being can speak eloquently for more than 5 minutes, most of us for only 1 minute, and in suitable profanity, I will now go on to tell you what I think about this, the choice of theme. First of all, whoever chose this theme obviously has no religion and doesn't know anything about philosophy. Herbert Marcuse is a philosopher. I don't like him, he stinks, but he has no religion, and therefore there's no connection between religion and philosophy. Besides that fact, he will have his day sometime. As regards religion itself, I don't know what religion is. I do know philosophers. And I know religious institutions, so do you. You probably belong to them. I think that there is an unmendable break between religion and philosophy. I think philosophy is on the outs, as we knew it in the European Delta, and by attribution in these United States, being purely derivative. You see, I'm trying to be very insulting. I think that it's all for the good, that the furniture has to be changed in the human house. Years ago, I was reared to think, and I was ordinarily good at thinking. And my world was a marvelous geometric world. It was teleological, quite diaphanous, clear. And if I met anybody, I would say, oh, there's Hank Smith. Oh, that's where he fits. There's his little tag. And all right, fine. Truth was relative, really. It was what I understood and what I could make him understand. And it was a fine geometric world. The only thing there was that it was only mind. And there was no heart, and there was no belly in it. And one time I remember driving out on the Via Aurelia with that marvelous man, Angelo Roncalli, who was John the 23rd, and we stopped the car, and we walked along this dusty road, and we came across a Jewish cemetery. And he took off his hat, and he was obviously praying. And I said to him, jokingly, Santita, some over there, they're Jews. What are you praying about them for? To pull his leg. But he was very angry. He put his his capello on and said, you people at the Gregorian University and the Biblical Institute and Louvain University, you're all damned. You know nothing about religion. You only know philosophy. It was John, with this marvelous heart and compassion. I think, in brief, therefore, because I can only be autobiographical, that at this hoary age, I have suddenly found out that while philosophers can dialogue amongst themselves, write for, to, and about each other, friendly or otherwise, and religious institutions will go through the vagaries they have always gone through, because the Church of God has been run by blackguards from the very beginning, that there is a greater thing emerging which has nothing to do with that fine fiber of Maoism, which differentiates it from Russian Marxism. In other words, this thing in the masses. But there is something else, and I have come to a very simplistic and, I'm afraid, very pietistic, but most consoling for my latter days, as I sit in the hastening twilight of my lurid years, that the hand of Jesus is there, and that one day men will look back on us and say about us, well, they did talk well. They didn't know much about what they were talking, because in the late 20th century, nobody knew what humanness was, and therefore they didn't understand what love was, what masculine and feminine was, and they didn't really understand the incarnation. And that may sound rather depreciatory, but I assure you I am an optimist of the extreme order, except when I'm associated with people like Eliseo Vives and Douglas and Professor Guttemange. Now, speaking as one lunatic to a crowd of primitives, God bless you all.